A few days away from planting. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You got to go to work after the gin show. So no more meetings, no more playing around. It's time to get to work.
The weather sure has been mild for the past several weeks, and there's no doubt getting into their fields has been on the minds of row crop farmers here in Tennessee and across the Mid-South. Several farmers were talking just that at the Farm and Gin Show recently in Memphis, always considered the last big show before planters go to work. Eugene Pugh was there. He farms with his family in Lauderdale County.
We've been burning down some corn ground, you know, started this week's a little early, but, you know, never know what the weather's going to do between now and a month from now in planting. You know, optimistic for the grain prices to come back, really, you know, really are. Cotton acres are increasing. You know, we've been committed to cotton for a while. You know, forever, I guess. So, I mean, we're always going to be in the cotton business, but we're going to increase our acres of, you know, what we can feel like we can pick with two cotton pickers.
Robert Coleman, a row crop farmer in Marouge, Louisiana, attended the Farm and Gin Show, and he says he's just days away from planting, and like other farmers, optimistic prices will improve.
Right now, it's plant season. It's a lot of guys started. We still got some that's on hold, still waiting because of the weather and the drought is still around. We still dealing with the same old farm bill, which is not really bad, but it's not all that good either. And the price is not real well. But we're hoping the prices move, and we just have to keep doing what we're doing and keep praying and hope for the best.
Reed Story of Marvel, Arkansas, is a fourth-generation cotton, corn, and soybean farmer. He was at the Farm and Gin Show and says the market outlook directs them to plan on more cotton acres this year.
Cotton is the thing that looks like, and I had a gentleman tell me that's a retired farmer, it's the crop that keeps on giving. So we're hoping that it will help us out again this year.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.